This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that Israel will continue to strike in Gaza as long as necessary and do its utmost to avoid civilian casualties. Israel's missile attacks on the densely populated Palestinian enclave killed a top Islamic Jihad commander and left a crater in a seven-story office building that Israel's military said was used by Gaza's Islamist rulers, Hamas. Israel pummeled Gaza with airstrikes Monday, and Palestinian militants launched rockets at Israeli cities, despite a flurry of U.S. and regional diplomacy that has so far failed to halt more than a week of deadly fighting. Gaza health officials put the Palestinian death toll since hostilities flared up last week at least 212, including 61 children and 36 women. 10 people have been killed in Israel, including two children. Hamas began its rocket assault last Monday after weeks of tensions over a court case to evict several Palestinian families in East Jerusalem. And in retaliation for Israeli police clashes with Palestinians near the city's Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site, during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Iceland, where he's joining talks on climate change and takes part in an Arctic Council ministerial meeting. State Department said that he's meeting with the Icelandic president and to discuss the U.S.-Icelandic priorities related to climate change, human rights, bilateral cooperation in the Arctic. This is VOA News. The World Food Program says it's increasing assistance to more than 51,000 people in North Gaza as the conflict with Israel shows no signs of ending. The WFP said that it sends or needs 14 million to provide the assistance for 3 months. It also said it needs an additional 31.8 million to continue providing regular food assistance to more than 435,000 people in Gaza and the West Bank for the next 6 months. The UN agency made its plea Monday as the violence entered into a second week. WFP said it had been supporting around 260,000 people who were suffering food insecurity before the current violence. France announced Monday that it will grant Sudan a $1.5 billion loan to help the North African country pay off its debt to the International Monetary Fund. The finance minister made the announcement in Paris at the start of international summit hosted by the president, Emmanuel Macron. The loan aimed at helping Sudan erase its total external debt of $50 billion and attract foreign investment to rebuild its economy. Sudan's economy was shattered by decades of rule of former President Omar al-Bashir. Al-Bashir was ousted in 2019 by the military after a popular uprising and his regime replaced with a transitional civilian military council. The World Health Organization warned that the COVID-19 pandemic is far from over despite declining global infection rates. At the agency's Monday briefing at its headquarters in Geneva, the WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that infections and deaths have declined globally for the second straight week, but he warned that new variants, fragile healthcare systems, easing of pandemic restrictions, and vaccine supply shortages are still issues of concern, especially in lower-income nations. He said the situation in those nations has compromised the global COVID-19 vaccine supply, and he warned that the WHO-administered vaccine cooperative COVAX was running out of vaccine, a problem pointed out first by the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, earlier Monday. The WHO chief said that COVAX is looking at a shortfall of 190 million doses of vaccine by the end of June. You can find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.